Okay, welcome to Module 5. Now, this is during the launch. Remember, there is the PDFs and the worksheets you can download at your leisure. We do recommend that. Now, during the launch, this is all about keeping affiliates interested and also keeping your leads interested, but we'll get to that in a moment, okay? So, keeping your affiliates interested. John.
Right. This is the part, you know, once your launch is gone, you know, the launch day has happened, hopefully you've made tons and tons and tons of sales, you know, you're feeling brilliant, you're feeling proud of yourself, you're feeling like, you know, nothing can go wrong, top of the world, whatever you want to call it. You'll usually find, I mean, sometimes day two can be even bigger, just depends, but you'll usually find on day two sales will drop, and by day three sales will drop further, and if you do nothing by day four, you know, sales can almost come to a stop. And these are the part. This is a part of the launch where you have to keep at it and keep busy, and keep your affiliates involved. And again, you know, we've talked about this a few times, but this is when people start to make mistakes and start to get lazy and start to, you know, not follow up. And you need to do as much as you possibly can to keep your affiliates interested. Now, just one thing before we get into this is, if anything happens to do with your launch, that's positive. That's an excuse to mail not just your affiliates but your customers. You know, if you've had tremendous customer feedback, things like that, you know, it's an excuse to mail. But you know, if EPCs are really good, or if you're getting, you know, if it's just converting really, really well, you know, mail again. I find as well what I can do, you know, what I tend to do when I go live, I'll usually mail again about 3 or 4 hours later, just to, you know, if it let people know, wow, this thing's doing brilliantly, you've got no idea, you know, go and make sure you check this out, or, you know, any fast mover bonuses. And obviously you're mailing your affiliates at the same time to let them know sales are flying. You know, for example, you could say something like, we've made $10,000 in sales in the first hour, now's the time to mail, this thing's hot, and you just keep at your affiliates.
Yeah.
But obviously as the launch goes on, it's harder to do that, you know, but so we come up with a few different things.
Yeah. How about mini JV competitions, John, during the week? Because obviously, you know, a launch, it starts with, there's a peak and there's a trough in the middle, and then obviously it peaks again when you get to the end of the week. So, like you said, you have to keep an interest. So, mini JV competitions, first to 50 sales, first to 100 sales.
Yeah. More sales on a Wednesday.
More sales on Tuesday.
Whatever, yeah.
Win an iPad on Wednesday. You know, I think we gave an iMac away, didn't we, one time during
in the midweek launch. Yeah, the winner got an iMac, and you can actually let you know, if you let your affiliates know, there's going to be daily prizes as well. You know, that keeps them interested as well. But you know, don't just, I'm trying to think how to, you know, don't just give something worth $20 away. Try, if your launch is going well, you know, I give iPhones away worth $800. I give iMacs away, I give MacBook Pros away. If your launch is going really well, you know, you say, look, whoever gets the most sales between midnight, you know, Wednesday, midnight, Thursday, gets an Apple MacBook worth $1,500, you know, you're going to pique people's interest, and you're going to get the, you know, this is when you can sometimes attract new affiliates as well, because they come in and see you're serious.
Yeah, you know, even money bonuses.
You
can even do the next. You know, the next 5 sales from the next affiliate gets a $50 bonus, you know.
Yeah. Another one you can do as well is anyone, for example, let's just use Wednesday as an example. Anyone who gets 25 or more sales on Wednesday gets a $100 bonus. Anyone who gets 50 sales or more on Wednesday gets a $200 bonus. You can do things like that as well. Then you're protecting yourself, because you obviously know how many sales, how much you earn from each sale. So you can, you know, let's say you earn $1,000 from 100 sales. You can comfortably see it. If anyone sells 100 items, I'll give them $500.
Yeah.
Little things like that, and that way it protects you as well. But you must keep, you know, giving to your affiliates.
Need its incentives.
Yeah.
As well as incentives, incentivizing your JVs to mail again, leaderboard announcements, they always push people a little bit further, don't they, with and maybe it's a little bit of smack talk like we talked about before, who's winning what, who's behind. I don't feel as though you should mention people's sales, of how many sales they've got.
I don't know.
I think you can actually only, you can see things like a couple of sales behind, or
It's
really close.
It's going happening. Right.
This
to
is
the
happening.
Wire.
So you keep a little bit of mystery there, but also a lot of intrigue, and you need to keep people mailing as well. So you know, always remember, don't forget to push the affiliates as well, and
yeah.
In a subtle way by using GAV competition talk.
You know, a lot of platforms now, such as GAVZoo, and there's tools out there to use with ClickBank and other platforms, have live leaderboard announcements, you know, live leaderboard updates. And I would encourage you to let your affiliates know that this is live, because what you find, I find myself doing this as an affiliate, and I know Dan finds himself doing this as an affiliate, is you keep going back. If you make a few sales, you go back to the leaderboard to see if you've moved up.
Yeah.
You just can't help it. You just can't help it. And that's when you can throw in some smack talk as well. If someone's just overtook someone, or there's a new leader, that's always an excuse to mail again. Before the days of automated leaderboards, Dan was actually one of the worst affiliates for checking up on how he was doing. He really was. You know, he would say, you know, if he climbed a place, how many positions am I off third place now, John? How many am I off second? Where am I on the leaderboard? That sort of thing. Because obviously, back then, the leaderboard would be updated every 24 hours or so.
Yeah, it was always at night in the morning, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that just goes to show you that I'm the same. I'm always, you know, wanting to know where I am. And most affiliates are. And obviously, if the difference between third and second is a $500 prize, you know that you know they're going to mail again. But yeah, smack talk, you know, make fun of people who are dropping, you know, on a joking level, of course. Another thing is maybe give people nicknames. We tend to do that as well.
Yeah, we used to do that. We still do, actually.
You know, and just like I say, we were talking earlier, using Voxer to maybe get all your top 10 affiliates together, try and get a bit of smack talk going on. That all of these little things encourage affiliates to mail again.
Yeah. Okay, from the obviously the product owner's point of view and trying to get leads, obviously to his or her product buyers. Now you need to keep the people on your mailing list up to date of what's going on, but don't just try to sell. Tell people how well it's going. Tell them, you know, like how many sales you've got, and tell them, you know, about the importance of actually buying the product. Look for excuses to mail to them.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things you can do is success stories. Not just from people who've already used your product in the form of testimonials, but if you can, obviously it depends on what your product teaches or what your product does, but let's just say you've created a WordPress plugin that can get traffic. If within 48 hours you can tell a success story from someone who's installed your plugin and is already getting traffic and you know, mentions that, you know, I only bought this product yesterday and already I have seen an extra 300 visitors to my site as a direct result of downloading John's plugin. Do you think that's going to encourage people to then go and check it out?
Yeah.
So anything like that, anything that's related to people having success using your product, that's really, really good content for you know, after the initial launch spike.
Yeah, and also, don't forget, John, we can let people know about your launch via social media, what's going on, you know, Twitter, obviously, Facebook, all the groups that you're in, you know, because, you know, if you haven't got a big army of affiliates, you're going to need people to support you or, obviously, people to buy your product. So, you know, it's not just about sending an email, it's about letting people know. So, or cover all the avenues, maybe if you're an avid blogger or you know a lot of people in them sort of circles, so, you know, social media and, you know, the blogging guys, let everybody know what's going on with your product launch.
Social media, I mean, actually, you know, you can let both your potential customers and affiliates know through obviously various groups and targeted advertising as well. I mean, if you're targeting JVs, obviously you want to let them know how it's going and if there's a prize for a certain day, you know, where to get affiliate tools and EPCs, things like that. But also, potential customers, again, if you're targeting groups and using ads, you know, you want to, again, maybe tell a success story about someone who's used your product or something like that. So, you know, you can use social media. Well, everything we talk about, you know, to do with email, most of this can be applied to social media. So just in case you're thinking, you know, John, I haven't even got many affiliates, what you know, how do I do what you're talking about? Well, most of what we're talking about can be applied to social media as well. And obviously, if you followed what we're doing, you should be building a list of affiliates as well. So and one thing I do want to point out, if this is the first time you've done this, you're obviously not going to have a massive amount of affiliates, but every time you do this, you're going to build a fresh list of affiliates, and you know, every time you launch a product, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Okay, excellent. Okay, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on module 6.